Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if you could walk into any classroom, group, or gathering and deliver a meaningful Bible lesson with little to no preparation? Well, in this episode of This Week in America, we talk with P.J. Mann, author of Teacher-Friendly Bible Lessons on Short Notice, a powerful and practical resource designed for teachers, leaders, and everyday believers who are called to share God's Word, often at a moment's notice. This 554-page guide includes 52 complete Bible lessons for students from grade 6 to adult, making it perfect for Sunday school, Bible study groups, youth gatherings, prison ministry, nursing homes, and even personal devotionals. Each lesson is structured with scripture, summaries, life application questions, prayers, and quizzes so anyone can teach with confidence. Whether you're a seasoned teacher or stepping into at the last minute a teaching job, this book will equip you to deliver impactful, scripture-centered lessons anytime, anywhere. And P.J. Mann, author of Teacher-Friendly Bible Lessons on Short Notice, is back with us on This Week in America. Pat, welcome back on the program. Always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We've had Pat here before, and we'll talk about her other books, and we'll show those during the course of the video that we're doing here as well. The topic today, Teacher-Friendly Bible Lessons on Short Notice. What was the inspiration in putting this book together, these hour-long lessons in a book? I can only think of all the research, all the time that you put into this to make it easy for people to give valuable, powerful lessons. What was the impetus for doing the book?
Well, usually when I write something, it's because there was a need for it. And that was certainly the case here. I used to be an education director in a local church. And on Sunday morning, one of my teachers would call in and say, I have a sick child and yes. I can't come in today. So, and I already teach a class, so I can't do it. So I just have to grab somebody and say, go in there and do something. You know, read hymn lyrics or something. So that's not a very good way to have a class. But so anyway, I've always written my own lessons instead of using pre-printed material. So I had a lot of lessons on my computer. So I took 52 of those and reformatted them to be teacher-friendly so that anyone who can read English can teach a class on a moment's notice.
And these are very comprehensive, as I mentioned. There's everything you need there, isn't there? I mean, a teacher can walk in with just several moments of notice and feel confident that they've got something that's going to be very meaningful.
Yes, and it will be, you know, not like it's quickly put together, but it will seem like a prepared lesson almost.
It's just amazing what Pat has done with this. The book is Teacher-Friendly Bible Lessons on Short Notice. A lot of applications for the book as well that we'll talk about during our conversation. Who would benefit mostly from using this book? Who did you write this primarily for?
Well, of course, anyone who attends a Bible class is going to benefit from the Word of God. But it benefits the teachers, especially because they haven't had time to prepare a lesson, even if they're experienced teachers or even if they're not experienced. So they're the ones who's going to benefit from the use of this book, as well as the students who are there for all these lessons.
The book is available wherever books are sold. The author is P.J. Mann, Pat Mann. Her website is Pat Mann Books, Mann, two N's, M-A-N-N, patmannbooks.com. The book available wherever books are sold and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What goals do you hope to achieve from the lessons in this book? How did you go about putting these together?
Yeah, well, a major goal in teaching a Bible lesson is always to point people to the saving grace of the Lord Jesus and develop a relationship with him that's personal. And hopefully they will also serve as a guide for those who are already believers to help them with decisions they have to make in everyday life. People need more biblical knowledge. hear on the news that that's changing a little bit, and more people are reading the Bible today. And but we need more people who have knowledgeable, who are knowledgeable about biblical things. And so those are the main goals.
Yeah, the book really, really, the book really accomplishes those goals. It is so well done, and as you'll find out as we talk about it during the course of the program, that has everything there that you need for your own satisfaction as well, own study, as well as sharing with a group of any kind. There are probably people listening that are in that position where they've been asked at the last minute, oh, by the way, can you teach a Bible class tomorrow or even in a couple of hours today? What suggestions do you have for those who will be using this book for teaching in classroom situations?
What suggestions do I have? Well, first thing, it's a pretty good sized book, and nobody's going to want to carry that book around much. So go down to the local office supply and have them to cut off the binder and punch holes for a 3-ring notebook binder.
Oh, yes.
And that would make the pages loose leaf. So you can take the lessons out of the book and just carry that instead of carrying a big book. But those who teach from the book should follow the guides in the bold letters and move through the lesson as prescribed, or that's presented anyway, by the bold letters. And a teacher should always encourage discussion and let people participate in the class.
How important is that in a class, the participation, the discussion, rather than just sitting there and having somebody talk to me? I would think that really accomplishes more, especially for the participants who are in the class, when they can actually think and talk and ask questions.
Yes, and we encourage them to do that. Inexperienced teachers who are new at it or have never taught a class before, that will help them.
The book is Teacher Friendly Bible Lessons on Short Notice. The author is Pat P.J. Mann, M-A-N-N. The website is patmannbooks.com. We'll talk about the other books as well that she has written. Each lesson here ends with a suggested Bible quiz. How does that fit into the lesson? And everybody likes a quiz. It sort of ties everything together, doesn't it?
Yes, the Bible quiz doesn't fit into the lesson. Actually, especially for inexperienced teachers, the lesson period might not take up a whole hour when they're finished and they need something to do. So if they have extra time that they need to spend to close out the meeting, they can do these Bible quizzes. That's just something a little extra in case they need to fill in the extra hour, you know, the hour of time.
That's nice. As the teacher is looking at the clock and realizing, I'm going to be 12 minutes short here. How am I going to keep this going? You've got the quiz there that will take care of that. What was it like? And I assume that you've seen people use your book in teaching a class. What was it like when you observed teachers using your book successfully to carry on a class?
Well, everybody who teaches at the county jail right now is using that book, and a lot of times they go in with no experience, but it builds their confidence. And at the jail, I test it. I ask those who come to the class, does anybody here want to teach the lesson today? And if anybody volunteers, I just give them my notes. Now, this is somebody who's never taught a class before, no experience,
yes.
And I give them my notes and tell them to follow the bold letters and teach the class. And it's amazing how well they can do that. All they have to be able to do is to read English.
You know, it's interesting. Pat mentions that she's taught Bible lessons in many different settings, beginning at a very young age. Such settings include the local church, Bible classes, vacation Bible school, Christian camps for youth and children, home Bible study groups, a 35-year weekly Bible lesson presented at the local county jail, which continues to this day, weekly Bible classes at two local nursing homes. So Pat is out there on an ongoing basis with the message, and this book is designed to facilitate that for others, teacher-friendly Bible lessons on short notice. How about from an economic standpoint? Is there an advantage to using lessons from this book in a Sunday school class, for example, as compared to providing quarterly lesson books?
Well, this book is not only for everybody in the class. It's not for everybody in the class to have a copy of the book like they do some churches buy quarterlies for all the participants. So only the teacher uses this book, and the cost of it was set by the publisher. And it may sound like a lot, but each lesson broken down would be $1.50 per lesson, or less than $1.50 per lesson. And that would be more economical than the church paying for all participants to have a what we call a quarterly lesson book to follow. And so I think it could be more economical than providing those lesson books all the time. And the teacher could announce the text for the next week's lesson. So if those who like to prepare the lesson could know what text it's going to be, so they can read up on it before they meet together on Sunday.
You've thought of everything in putting this together. It's so impressive. And to continue on that thought, tell me about the Christmas or the Christian holiday lessons located at the end of the book. You even have the holidays represented in the book. Talk about that.
The lessons in this book are not in any particular order, so they don't follow. So the holidays, the Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, we put those in the back of the book so that if they're using that book for the whole year, they can, when those holidays come around, they can go to the back and find lessons for those holidays. So it would be convenient for them.
It's just incredible what she's done. And the other books that Pat has written, this book we've talked about, Let There Be Music, Life Lessons from the Songs of Psalm. We talked about that that book as well. We'll be talking about another book, 100 Life-Challenging Devotionals, emphasizes evangelism and Christian growth. And, of course, the book we're talking about today, Teacher-Friendly Bible Lessons on Short Notice, all available through Pat's website, patmanbooks.com. And, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. Do you find in watching the book, the application of the book, that it's helped you achieve the purpose that you set out to accomplish here, which is allowing people to be able to go in at the last minute and teach a class successfully, or as the jail situation or study groups go into a situation they might not be comfortable, but they've got everything in front of them for a presentation?
Well, when a substitute teacher is needed on a moment's notice, this book provides lessons that can be used without any preparation, which is what I was needing when I wrote the book. I certainly endorse preparation.
Yes.
I think anytime you can, you should be prepared. But sometimes there are those times there just isn't time. And there's a list in the beginning of the book where people can sign their name and what class they taught on what date. That way, if another person uses that same book, they can look and see what lessons were taught in which class, so they won't be doing the same lessons.
Yes. Great idea.
Uh-huh.
You touched on this a little bit. In what circumstances have you personally seen this book used?
I've seen individuals who wanted this book just for personal individual Bible study, just for one person themselves, for their closet time with the Lord. I know a married couple, and they just at home teach each other the lessons.
Ah.
There's a leader of a youth group that uses this book for their youth meetings, and sometimes most often they will use a young person themselves to lead the class. I already mentioned the county jail, but anyway, all kinds of situations it can be used in with little or no preparation time.
And like you say, just to use
I've
it.
Known, I'm sorry. I've known people who like to camp out a lot, and they will take this book, and when Sunday comes, they don't want to just skip church or skip worship, so they use that as they camp out, or with a group, even at a church camp. But it has, it's used for chapel time in nursing homes. We have, in my town, we have three care homes, and this book is good for those. And so those, I've seen all of these myself. So I'm sure there's more that I,
oh yes,
other people would have in mind that haven't, it's not on my list, but those are the things that I've seen.
I'm sure people are listening going, that really makes sense. It's not just for, it comes in handy for Sunday school on short notice, but just using it, the example you have of somebody just using it themselves and learning the lessons that you have in the book. This book is Teacher-Friendly Bible Lessons on Short Notice, a powerful, practical resource designed for teachers, leaders, everyday believers who are called to share God's Word, often at moment's notice, but you can plan the night, and you're going to end the day by going in and reading this book and in learning. And the book available wherever books are sold. Let's talk a little bit here at the end of the program about the other books as well. We talked about Let There Be Music, Life Lessons from the Songs of the Psalms, Book of Devotional, Short Bible Lessons. That's a three-volume set, if I recall correctly.
That's correct. Three volumes. It's to keep it small, because when they're devotional books, they need to be small so that they can be carried around easily.
Yeah, and I like that concept, because they're very easy to carry with you, to put in a briefcase, to pack in a suitcase if you're going somewhere. It's very simple to be able to do that, put it in your purse. The other book that we'll be talking about on a subsequent program here is 100 Life-Challenging Devotionals, emphasizes evangelism and Christian growth. Talk about that. I love how you break this down again, 100 Life-Changing Devotionals. And this is really something that we can all apply in our daily lives, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've heard some wonderful testimonies from people who have benefited from using that book, devotional.
We'll talk about that. So keep checking on our website. And if you go to Pat's website as well, you'll get links to the programs there as well. It's Pat Mann, M-A-N-N, books.com. Pat has served as the educational director at a local church, being in charge of the education program for all ages of that church, and has occasionally filled the pulpit in churches where pastors are away or churches who currently have no pastor. So she is very, very active in the church community, has been for a number of years. When you do something like this, teacher-friendly Bible lessons on short notice, what does that do for you, your faith, and back and going through all of these messages and putting them together? And once it has to reinforce everything, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And what it does mostly for me is get me out of a bind when I need a teacher really quickly.
Well, it saves, yes. At the end, you can ask somebody like at the last moment and not feel badly asking them, because you got a book that's going to help them as they actually are going to be teaching that class. It serves a very valuable person purpose in so many ways, besides doing it in Bible study. The book is Teacher-Friendly Bible Lessons on Short Notice. The book is available, along with Pat's other books, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, and at Pat's website, patmanbooks.com. These are the three books that we've talked about. It seems like you're always compiling. You're putting books and devotionals together. What are you working on now? Are there other books that the Pat's working on?
Well, I should tell you, during COVID, and even churches were shut down.
Yes.
I couldn't go to the jail. I couldn't go to the nursing homes. And so I enrolled in a writing class at the college, which we mostly did at home by computer. And We had writing assignments, and I enjoyed doing that. We wrote a lot of short stories and poems that are on different genres, and those are getting published in a book called Pat's Coffee Break Stories and Poems.
Oh, I like that. Oh.
It's not published yet, but it will be a couple of months down the road, and it will be out, Pat's Coffee Break Stories and Poems, because they're short stories and assignments that I had in class, and somebody wanted to publish them, so they're doing it.
This is interesting. Another book that came out of COVID. So many people took advantage of that to pick up lessons remotely like that, or to pursue a dream of writing a book. I love that, and looking forward to having a chance to read that as well. You'll find out when those books are available, by the way, the new book, when you go to Pat's website, patmanbooks.com, and that's man, M-A-N-N. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book today, teacher-friendly Bible lessons on short notice. And Pat will be back with us to talk about another book in our series, 100 Life-Challenging Devotionals, Emphasizing Evangelism and Christian Growth. Pat, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program. A pleasure to have you with us. Look forward to more conversations.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure, and our thanks to EC Publishing LLC, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design, and marketing tools tailored to your publishing success, ecpublishingllc.com. You're listening to This Week in America. You can follow us on 28 podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and many more, available on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and beyond. And while you're there, like, maybe leave a good comment if you feel inclined, and be sure to subscribe.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.